المسيح الغامض. حضرة خليفة المسيح الغامض.
أشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم حضور سیز دیٹ ٹوڈے بائی دی گریس آف اللہ دی جلسہ سالانہ ان قادیان از کمنگ ٹو اے کلوز دا ہول ایئر وی آر ویٹنگ فار دس جلسہ سالانہ اینڈ اٹس پریپریشن از میڈ اینڈ دین آفٹر ون ایئر دس جلسہ کمز اینڈ تھری ڈیز دے پاس اوے جسٹ لائک اے
ونک
تھرو دی پرومس مسایا علیہ السلاۃ والسلام اللہ دی المائٹی فار اوور اسپرچل پروگرس دی بلیسنگز دیٹ ہی ہیز اسٹارٹڈ ون آف دوز بلیسنگ از دس جلسہ سالانہ دس ایٹ دس ٹائم از اے ویری یونیک جلسہ یونیک گیدرنگ ان دا ورلڈ in which the people do not come here to listen to the vain speeches and the statements of worldly people, but it is purely a religious and spiritual gathering, and people come here to listen to these talks. They come here in order to attend the meetings of the remembrance of Allah, so that the relationship with Allah Almighty and the love of Allah should be further increased and enhanced. In order to understand the teachings of the Holy Quran, they come here so that in their lives this beautiful teaching should be introduced in their lives in the most beautiful way. Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the chief of all the prophets, his pure life, that pure life about which Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ has remarked very beautifully, that kana khuluquhu al-Quran, that that listening about him and and to start this the same example, people gather there in order to introduce the same thing, so that they should become those people who reform their life and the hereafter. And the Imam of the age, the Masih Mahdi, the beloved of Allah, who has been given this lofty position, and Allah Almighty said to him, Haza Rajulun Yuhibbu Rasulullah, that this is that man, that person who has got love with the Prophet of Allah, who is in love with him. So we gather here in order to listen to his talks and his statements, who was made his beloved because he was loving that beloved of Allah Almighty. He loved him because of Allah, and for him Allah Almighty created the whole universe. So therefore, to have a relationship with that person and to listen to his statements with this intention that in this period of disorder we can reform our life and improve this life and the life to come, is such a bargain which is absolutely profitable. So the purpose of our gatherings is and for the attainment of this purpose we are waiting throughout the year. So how fortunate are those from among us who in this period of worldliness they gather for such a purpose, and they have gathered in this township, which is the township of the promised Messiah and Mahdi, which came for the revival and the revival of Islam, and he was sent by Allah Almighty. And I am sure that all those who are participating in this jalsa, they would have must kept these things. They would have spent the 3 days with this understanding. Allah the Almighty, to all of you, give the blessings of Allah Almighty with your thoroughly. And the Ahmadis in Pakistan, they are particularly waiting for this chalsa because they are nearby. And nowadays, the relationship between the two countries are also better. And because of that, more people have been enabled to participate in this chalsa. Although the number is limited, but turn by turn every year, going there, to some extent they can redress their feeling of loss, and some satisfaction can be achieved by those people who the Ahmadis in Pakistan have, because the Jalsa is not taking place in Pakistan these days. So I also hope that this feeling of loss, the Ahmadis from Pakistan, they would have spent their days in prayer, and they would have prayed fervently. Allah Almighty accept those prayers. Similarly, generally speaking, participants, Allah Almighty accept the prayers of all of them. So those who participated, the happiness that they have enjoyed, whatever they have listened, and whatever pious changes they have felt in them, they should try to make it a part of their life permanently. May it be like that. And when these temporary changes, they do not become the permanent part of our life, we cannot become the recipient of the blessings of Allah Almighty. So the responsibility Allah Almighty has put upon us, we have to discharge that responsibility in any way. Today, from these orders which are present in the world today, we do not have to try to abstain from that only for this cause, that we can reform this life and the life to come. But in order to guide the people, to safeguard them from the vices and the harms, and for that we have to work very hard. Today, the world is, in order to protect them from all types of disorder and vices, and to make them really submissive to Allah Almighty. That responsibility is upon the shoulders of Ahmadis. Those who have done their bayat at the hand of the Imam of the age at this time, and they have made a covenant that we will do everything possible all the time for the betterment of mankind. And the goodness of the people, what can be more than this, that we can make them submit to Allah Almighty so that they can be saved? If we have this claim that by accepting the Imam of the age and by getting initiated at his hand, we have found that true Islam, which was brought by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we have been enabled to understand the reality of Islam, and we are acting upon that one. And that Islam which was revealed upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the form of the Holy Quran. So then, in every action of us, in every statement of us, we have to create righteousness in that. In every action and saying must be subservient to the word of Allah Almighty. And the fear of Allah and His fear should be in our hearts. It should be created. And our personal egos and desires, all these should be sacrificed for the betterment of mankind. Today it is only the Ahmadis who can understand the real spirit of righteousness. Because we are the people who have been given the real guidance in this age, regarding which the glad tiding was given by Allah Almighty in the wording وَآخَرِينَ مِنْهُمْ لَمَّا يَلْحَقُوا بِهِمْ. By saying this word, He gave this glad tiding. And we are those fortunate people, those who, according to the prophecy of the Holy Prophet ﷺ, we have believed the Messiah and the Mahdi who came, and who have conveyed His salam to Him. So therefore, the righteousness which is extinct from this world, in order to re-establish again, this is the duty of Jamaat Ahmadiyya. If we by creating good changes in our life, we did not work hard for this, then our claims and our meetings and this zeal to participate in this jalsa, that will be meaningless and useless. We Ahmadis, how fortunate we are that for us Allah Almighty has provided all the means of Hablullah, the rope of Allah. We have been given such a great prophet like the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and regarding whom Allah Almighty has mentioned لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ, that certainly in the person of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam there is an excellent model. And from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was made to declare فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ, that you follow me, Allah Almighty will love you. It has been explained clearly to us that the rope of Allah, this is the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and by following his tradition and example and by loving him, we can reach Allah Almighty. So this seal of the Prophet, to have devotion and love with him, and actually like the holding fast to this rope of Allah Almighty, and then Hablullah is the Holy Quran, which is the last book of Sharia, which is perfect and complete book. And it has been revealed upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in which the rights of the people and the rights towards Allah, they have been detail of that has been mentioned. By discharging those, a person gets nearness to Allah Almighty and reaches Allah. In one narration it is mentioned, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that this book of Allah Almighty, that is the Holy Quran, that is the rope, and one end of that is in the heaven and the other end is on the earth. And then we Ahmadis, we have been given further blessing by Allah Almighty, that we have also got hold of the third link of that rope of Allah, and that is the Imam Mahdi and the Masih Maud of the Khatmul Khulafa, of the Khatmul Fulak, his coming in the form of the Khatmul Alba. So the Nabuwat and the Holy Quran, and after the Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, through him, the starting of the system of the Khilafat, the which is based on the precept of the prophethood. So this is not given to any other Muslims apart from the Ahmadis, despite the fact that they also call themselves as the Muslim Ummah, but they are completely deprived from holding fast to the rope of Allah Almighty. This blessing has also been given to us. But we cannot be only happy on this thing, that the other people are deprived, and we have the people who have caught hold of that. In order to hold fast to this rope of Allah, the right way of doing it, are the to discharge the, its right, in order to become those people who discharge its right, we have to connect these people with this Hablullah, with this rope of Allah, and we have to do that. This claim of the love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be vain if we do not link the people with the servant of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whose love they declare to have. And that servant of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been given this task, that to do away with all these sectarianism, he should make the people one. And that ummah which was established by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the color and this example of that is to be seen in the earlier centuries of Islam. And Allah Almighty told the promised Messiah in Revelation that all the Muslims who are living on this earth, they should all be gathered on Dine Wahid, on one faith, and to bring the people on this faith, one common faith. This responsibility is today upon the shoulders of those who believe the promised Messiah. So that all these ideas of having various sects, they should be finished. And the light of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam should engulf the whole world with a glory. And in Pakistan, because of the hard rules and difficulties, because if the people cannot convey that message in Pakistan, then they should try to dampen their places of prostration with their tears. And then with this, to get the blessing from the spiritual water of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they should pray very fervently, and they should beg from Allah Almighty all the blessings, so that these people could also be reformed. When the prayers of all the Ahmadis collectively, they would reach Allah Almighty, so then inshallah ta'ala, these hardened hearts will also become soft. Those people who are spiritually blind, they will also have the eyesight. So therefore, we have to understand our responsibility. And this matter does not finish here. The greatest benefactor of mankind and the mercy for the whole of mankind, he came to make the whole people realize the existence of Allah Almighty, so that the world could be saved from all types of disorder and wars, so that the people of the world, they could reform this life and the life to come, so that there should be love and peace and tranquility and brotherhood that should be established. And for this very purpose, in order to further this mission in this age, Allah Almighty has appointed Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam. This is also one of the objective of his advent. Nowadays we see that whether Muslims or non-Muslims, all of them, they are suffering from disorder and chaos, and they are denying the rights of towards Allah and the rights towards people. They are also being denied in the name of justice. In the name of justice, they are doing all these things in the name of justice. The justice is not to be seen there. The worldly greeds, they have exceeded immensely, and to usurp the wealth of other people, with greedy eyes they are looking at that. In that, those people are also included who are exceeding in their greed. And also the governments are a part of it. Nowadays, everywhere we see that the disorder is because of this thing. And this is the result of this thing, this disorder. So therefore, we have to bring the people to the guidance, those who are cutting the necks of other people. And in many Arab countries, they also have this sectarianism among them, and also this disorder has destroyed them. And all these disorders and these bad things, they are being committed in this name. And the rights are being denied and being rejected, and they are rejecting and ignoring these rights because of it. And in this situation, there is one place of hope which gives equal assurance to the Muslims and to the non-Muslims, which gives the assurance of the peace in society, which gives the assurance of the establishment of the brotherhood. This place of hope, like other things, it is the security as it was there some 1400 years ago. 1400 years ago, the situations of Zahar al-Fasadu fil Barri wal Bahar, this situation was turned into a brotherhood and love and peace, and the whole world was brought to a point where they could discharge their duties in entirety. And those people who did injustice and went to all the heights, and those people who became very barbaric, and as against to those people, those people who came under the teachings of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made them to show such examples, which are the golden examples, unique examples of steadfastness and patience for all times to come. And they are all giving the good message of peace and tranquility to the people for all times to come. For establishing peace, what efforts did he do? The history of Islam is full with that. For example, when the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he migrated to Medina, then various types of people and the followers of other religions and the various groups were there. There was a pact between them in which the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam became the head of the state. And in order to treat all these people fairly and to establish peace in society and for their progress, in order to dispel this disorder and injustice and to establish peace, he made a contract. And as the other people, they were very many, as the Jews were there, there was another separate agreement with the Jewish people. So these Jewish people, along with the Muslims, they would live as one group in society, and both of them, they would stick to their religion, and the Muslims and the Jews, they would be in peace and harmony with others, and in their peace and truce, they would not have any break in that one. And then no one from these both the parties would not tolerate the injustice committed to the other party. Rather, it will be their duty to help the other people when some injustice is done to them, and moreover to look after the neighbors, and it will be their right to do, responsibility to do, and to, in case of truce with the enemy, if there is any benefit, then they would, other participants of the pact, they would also get some benefit, just like the Muslims. So this is based on justice, and this principle was established there, which we see in the life of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then a declaration of truce and peace was given to the Christians of Najran. That is also very unique. It is actually no example can be found. And one of the items were there that we should be sent our mount people to safeguard these boundaries, to protect them. And we have to safeguard their boundaries. That will be the responsibility of the Muslims. And then their churches and the places of worship and the hermits and other people, wherever they are, maybe in the mountains, or maybe in dark caves, or maybe in habitations, or they are in between or in the desert, wherever they may be, I take the responsibility of their safeguard. And he said, these people who enter into the covenant, their beliefs and their practices and ceremonies, it is my responsibility to protect that. So these people in the land or the sea, in the east and the west, wherever they may be, each and every person of the Muslim community along with me is bound by this decision. And by these people joining in my community, I am the protector of all these people. They are my subject, and my friends are also are the part of this agreement, who are given the responsibility of defense of Islam. And if there is any distress coming to them, we will protect them. And he says that that in our expeditions, without their consent, we will not enroll them there. And their priest and the other religious leaders, in whatever position they are, I will not deprive them from any position. In their places of worship, there no interference will be made. And there is also one condition, and their ulama and the religious leaders, whether they are in open or in mountains, and jizya and kharaj will be both taken away from them, and they would not be forced to fight. And those people who are under our protection, those who pay that, so then that if in their places of worship are recluse, if they want to repair that, and they would help some financial help, they would beg for some financial help or support from the Muslims, that would be given to them. And that would be given, it will not be a loan, it will be a part of the goodness that the Muslims have to do. And this is a part of the pact that the Prophet of Allah has made with them. So this is what he did in order to establish the peace and to give them the protection and assurance of peace. This is what he did. So therefore, following the noble example of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and in order to establish the human values, this is what we see we have to do. That nowadays, that from among the Muslim Ummah, we don't see this thing. There are many people who claim the love of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But you look that here in this case, the guarantee is being given by the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for the protection. And these people, instead of looking after those, I mean, there's not a question of looking after the other people, but they are also killing their own fellow Muslims. And this sectarianism among them, and this their thing has completely blindfolded them, and they are killing one another. They are the believers of that Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who admonished one of his followers that, why have you killed a person who pronounced kalima? And just by this reply of that person, that he said that he might have uttered the kalima because of fear. The Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, did you open up his heart and see it there, whether he has recited the kalima with fear or by accepting it? So these ulama and these people today, those who are self-styled leaders, a group of a part of them, these people claim as if they are the knower of the unseen. And they say that we know that the Ahmadis do not recite the kalima from their heart. So whatever injustice can be done to them, let it be done. And then in the name of the honor of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they can put anybody on the gallows. Allah Almighty will deal with these people, those who are tarnishing the beautiful name of mankind and humanity. In the name of that who gave the guarantee of peace, they are doing all the injustice. So therefore, they should have the fear of the wrath of Allah Almighty. And when, because of the intense sin, when it comes, then nobody is spared. In Muslim countries, this thing is also now coming to surface, that whichever group is coming to power, they are doing all these things against other groups to tease them and torture them. But in India, which claims to be a secular country, in that country as well, and there is majority of Hindus in this country, here as well, the Muslims have started doing the same thing. And they are demanding from the state that the Jalsas of Ahmadis, they should be disbanded, they should be banned. And this type of processions was taken out in several places against Ahmadis, that their Jalsas should be banned, their TV programs should be banned, and the services for humanity that they are doing, that should be stopped, and they should be stopped from worshipping one Allah, and their slogans, and their... So from these slogans that they are raising, it is not going to damage the cause of Ahmadiyyat. And the Ahmadiyyat, the progress of Ahmadiyyat cannot be curtailed by that. The Ahmadis, they cannot stop from the worship of one Allah. And nor the Ahmadis can ever, can be stopped from following the noble example of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There are many tyrants and despots, pharaoh-like people, and such governments came. And they had to leave this world utmost crazed and dishonored. And they have been able to see how disgraced they were at that time. But Ahmadiyyat, by the grace of Allah, it is moving forward and forward, and it will continue to do so towards this final victory and domination. And this is the destiny of Ahmadiyyat. It is going to be successful. But the people who love justice in India, I would like to say to them that because of political views, if they permit anybody to do injustice there, then this country will also become the target of injustice, and disorder will be there, and disorder and moral degradation. You will not get anything apart from that. So therefore, those people who are at the helm of the affair, that if you wish the country to progress, then all these efforts of extremism should be discarded and snubbed. So I once again come back to the peaceful teaching of Islam, and I mention the great noble example of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I would like to present some quotations from the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. He says that in Surah Hajj, Allah Almighty says, وَلَوْلَا دَفُ اللَّهِ النَّاسَ بَعْضَهُمْ بِبَعْضٍ لَهُدِّمَتْ صَوَامِعُ وَبَيْعٌ وَصَلَوَاتٌ وَمَسَاجِدُ يُذْكَرُ فِيهَا اسْمُ اللَّهِ كَثِيرًا. That if Allah Almighty, this had not been the tradition of Allah Almighty, that sometime He gives the benefit from, then the injustice would have gone to this state, that the worship places of the Jews and the Christians and their worship places would have been destroyed, and even the mosque of the Muslims, where the remembrance of Allah is done intensively, they would have been demolished. Allah Almighty says that Allah Almighty is the protector of all these worship places, so therefore it is the duty of Islam and the Muslims that if they capture any Christian country, then their worship places should not be interfered, and they should never be demolished. And this is the guidance is from the sayings of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because the hadith tell us that whenever any Muslim leader was there in a country, then he was instructed that the worship places of the Jews and the Christians, and he should not interfere in that. And that clearly tells us that Islam is far away from these efforts of prejudice, and he is protecting the protector of the synagogues and the temples and the churches, just as the mosque. And he, no doubt, Allah Almighty did not like that Islam should be destroyed at the hand of the non-Muslims, and Islam has given the permission of self-defense and to protect oneself against the onslaught of the non-Muslims. And then he says that the fights which he entered, the wars which he fought, that was after suffering persecution for 13 long years. For 13 long years, he was at the receiving end of the persecution. Men and women, they were martyred. And finally, when he migrated to Medina, and there these opponents of Islam did not leave him alone. And then the Muslims were given the permission to fight back, so that the people could be protected from the mischief of these people. And there should be an open way for the people who are peace-loving. And the Holy Prophet ﷺ was mercy personified. If he wanted to have the dominance, when he was given the authority, he was given the power, then he should have all those leaders who have been persecuting him, he should have got all these people killed. And in that case, despite all that, apparently the words indicate, he had the full right to kill these people. But no, not this way. The Holy Prophet ﷺ did not do anything. Today, those people who become traitors and those who commit violation, then when there was a Khadr in India, and so all these people, the mischief makers, they were all killed, and their punishment was justified at that time. For a traitor, there is no freedom for anyone. But it was the magnanimity of the Holy Prophet ﷺ that on that day he said that, "I forgive all of you, you go." And that indicates that the Holy Prophet ﷺ, he had great love with human beings, and such a kindness that the parallel of that you cannot find in the world. And if after that you say that Islam does not give the teaching of kindness to other people, then what a great oppression and misstatement it would be. There is no enmity in the heart of a Muslim. The more he become pious, and then he does not like to punish or to kill other people. So in this matter, we don't have a least doubt regarding this matter, that it is religion of Islam which is the guarantee of peace in this time. And for creating disorder, there is no teaching, and nor the Holy Prophet ﷺ or his Khulafa'i Rashideen are from their example. From the history of their time, we know that that Islam as a religion, in order to spread the religion, they have never attacked, they have never gone to any other country. Yes, when Islam was attacked, then the reply was given, and in self-defense. And because the Holy Prophet ﷺ, the kindness that the Holy Prophet ﷺ had for mankind is not to be seen elsewhere. So how was it possible that from his action or from the actions of his companions, there could be any proof that they created disorder, or they just caused harm to the mankind? Because he was that sort of prophet his action was based on the teaching of the Holy Quran. And Allah Almighty says, "Ya ayyuhal ladzina amanu kunu qawwamina lillahi shuhada wa la yajrimannakum shananu qawmin ala alla ta'dilu yadilu huwa aqrabu littaqwa wattaqullah innallaha khabirum bima ta'malun." That, oh, you people who have believed, you take guard, become the witness in the name of Allah, and the enmity of any nation should not guide you that you should perform injustice. Always go for justice, because that is closer to righteousness. Have the fear of Allah Almighty, and Allah Almighty is fully aware of what you do. So therefore, if we are the people who claim that we are following the example of the Holy Prophet ﷺ, then the enmity of any nation should not stop us from establishing justice there, and no effort of the world cannot stop us from the establishment of peace. The Holy Prophet, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in order to spread, he forgave his enemies. As Hazrat Masih Maud sallallahu alaihi has mentioned, that those people, if they were punished, that would have been justified. He even forgave those people. So how was it possible that he would not have fulfilled the requirements of justice? So the one who loves him and the one who follows him, no such true Muslim could ever be there who can ever violate the requirements of justice. And those people who are violating the justice, they do not have the righteousness in their hearts. As I said, it is the Holy Quran, is the last book of Sharia. It is the last book of Sharia, which is complete and perfect in every respect. Allah Almighty cannot see that it's going to be wasted away. So therefore, in this age, Allah Almighty has sent the Imam Mahdi and the Masih Maud, so that the taqwa should be established. And this is the last complete and perfect religion. And this glad tiding has been given to the followers, that the later people will be joined with the earlier people. And we are witness to that one, that Allah Almighty has fulfilled this promise. And today, through those people who joined the Jamaat Ahmadiyya, we are seeing the examples of the community becoming one. By following the path of righteousness and following justice, and those who are working for that, we see the efforts of these people, and we see the Imam of the age and the Ghulam Sadiq, the true follower of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, through him the establishment of peace and brotherhood, and more than anything else, the establishment of unity of Allah Almighty. The efforts we are seeing and we are reading about that. Hazrat Masih Maud says in one place that this is our principle, that to have the welfare and kindness of all mankind, if somebody, he sees a Hindu neighbor, that there is a fire in his house and he does not get up, so that he should help extinguish the fire. So then I say truly that he is not one of me. And if somebody from our followers, he sees that somebody is trying to kill a Christian and he does not get up to help that person, so then I tell you truly that he is not one of us. Islam is not responsible for these wrongdoers of these people. And some people, they kill the innocent people. And these happenings are because of selfish motives. And then particularly our Jamaat, who is who have come to me in order to learn the righteousness, they do not come to me that they should become the art of the robbers. From me, I say on oath and tell truly that I have got no enmity against anybody. As far as possible, I want to rectify and reform their beliefs. And if they are calling names, then our complaint goes to Allah Almighty and not to anybody else, not to any court. And in spite of all that, having the kindness of the whole mankind, that is our right. Then advising his community, he says in one place, that I advise my Jamaat, my community, that it is appropriate for them that after listening to their abuses, they should show patience. When the enemies and the opponents abuse them, they should show patience. And never ever reply abuse by abuse, because the blessing goes away like that. And they should show patience and show good morals. And always remember that wisdom and violence, they are two things separate. Those people who show patience and show comfort, patience, they are given a light. And with that light, there is more light created in his mind and his thinking, and there is a light given to him. At the time of anger, darkness comes, and then from one darkness another darkness is created. So this is the beautiful teaching which Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has expected from all Ahmadis to follow, because this is the one which will enable us to get that light which was brought by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the revival of which has been done in this age by his true servant, the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. Those people who come into his bath and those who are the member of his community, they are actually the guarantee of the peace of the world. But we have to analyze ourselves, scrutinize ourselves, that after claiming that we have initiated, can we simply give peace to the world? No, not like that. For this purpose, we have to understand that agony and that pain that was in the heart of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that love which he had in his heart, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we have to understand that. And that is the one which Imam Zaman, the leader of this time, he wants to create into rods. By realizing this feelings, we have to spread the love and affection, and we have to make it a fountainhead of this love and affection for the people. And we have to spread this love and affection. The hate and hatred should be eliminated from at all levels. And we have to provide them those fountains which give pure water, which really gives them the satisfaction, which can give them the physical peace and also the spiritual peace. We, through every action of us, we have to protect the people from injustice. We have to do every effort. We have to fulfill the requirement of justice, which has been mentioned in the Holy Quran. In the verse which I have recited, it also mentions in that, against injustice, we have to wage a jihad against that. If this is done, then we would really become the true lovers of the benefactor of mankind. Only then we will be able to further the mission of the greatest lover of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in our society, from all at all levels, in order to stop the injustice, we have to, according to our capacity, we have to work hard for that. This participation in Jalsa Salana will be useful only in that case, when we strengthen our faith with the good deeds. And as I said, if we, through our prayers, if we dampen our places of prostration and sajda, and our prayers will not be to protect us from injustice, rather we should have the pain and love in our hearts for the mankind, and we should pray for them, and in order to establish the rule of Allah Almighty in the world. And through our efforts, we have to bring the whole mankind, to bring the whole mankind at the feet of Allah Almighty. And then, and we should beg from Allah Almighty that the hearts of the people should be softened, so that the flag and the standard of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam should rise high in the world. And this, in that lies the peace of the world, in that lies the salvation of mankind. There is no other way, there is no other path which can give them peace and happiness, or the ways could be taught to them. These days the worldly governments say that for the sake of peace we are fighting. In order to protect the mankind from injustice, we are giving them the weapons. These are all wrong. There is absolutely no truth in that. They have just their selfish motives in front of them. While they go into the countries, then the fighting is only for this purpose, that they want to grab their wealth from there. The grabbing of the wealth is the real purpose in their minds, and not the establishment of the peace. So this is just a show of their might, and they want to subjugate other people. So these are their selfish objectives, which they are doing it in the names of peace. They are opening the battlefronts and helping the other people in the name of the help of other people. They are establishing their own strongholds in other countries, because these are the worldly objectives, and they are these people are far away from Allah. And these worldly people, they cannot go even near to the establishing of peace. This is what we are seeing, and this is what we are seeing in the world today. In the name of justice, they are actually shedding the blood of humanity. And for this purpose, new and new terrorists are being created. And the world is is just confronting a very horrible destruction. So those who are the servants of Masih Muhammadi, this is responsibility of yours, that you, through your actions, through your prayers, you have to restore the peace of the world. And you put all your efforts for this purpose, and all your attention should be focused on this point, should be diverted to this, and you should work very hard. And the Imam of the Age, in this township of the Imam of the Age, where you have come for your spiritual welfare, you make a covenant, make a promise today that we are going to bring about a spiritual change in us, and we will establish that link with one Allah Almighty, that as a result of that, such a revolution should be brought about. So as a result of that, people, instead of being destroyed, they should be able to recognize Allah Almighty. They should be able to know God Almighty. This was the most important objective for which the promised Messiah was sent, and this is the most important purpose for which you have he has taken initiation from us. Allah Almighty enable us all, and after that we are going to join in prayer. Allah Almighty take all of you safe and sound to your homes, protect you from all harms in the journey, and start the journeys with the sadaqah, and spend the time in your prayers. Allah Almighty may with you and protect you all, the Darveshane Qadian and their progenies, and also the Ahmadis in Pakistan. Remember all of them in your prayers. Remember all the Ahmadis in the world in your prayer. And they should not be, those people who are suffering any type of difficulty, remember them in prayers. Allah Almighty have blessing all. Remember the, in your prayer the whole mankind. Allah Almighty enable them to follow the right path. Now please join in prayer.
Ameen.